good afternoon. It's Judy Duke and Local Matters. Aren't you thrilled? I'm thrilled to have you listening to us today. And it's a fine Monday anytime you turn in to Local Matters on a Monday. I have with me a young lady that I've known since she was a wee child, a really wee child. And she's with me today. She's had a very interesting young life, to say the least, in my opinion, she has. Caroline Hutchinson, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. I'm thrilled to be here with you, Judy.
Well, thank you, dear. Now, if I call you Carrie, is that okay?
Perfectly fine, yes.
Her name is Caroline, but I know why you are called Carrie. Share that with me.
I would love
again.
To, yes. So my full name's Mary Caroline, named after my maternal grandmother and my mom, their first and middle names. However, in the hospital, before we even left, after I was born, my dad began to call me Carrie. So that's
and
where
that's where,
I, that's where
and
it, came
it
from.
Stuck with us. Those of us who have known you for such a long time.
But exactly. That's who I've been my whole life. And then when I went back to school about 7 years ago now and became a physical therapist assistant, then I decided that was going to be my professional name, Caroline.
Caroline. It's not Carolyn. It's Caroline.
Exactly. Yes. Definitely not Carolyn.
I called you Caroline. I introduced you as Carolyn. I'm sorry. It's
no, you did. You said Caroline, but not that Carolyn is a bad name, but it is Caroline. It's L-I-N-E, line. So,
okay. All right. Well, you know, that's okay.
And another reason that I like to introduce myself as Caroline is because sometimes when I say Carrie for the first time, people think it's Terry, you know? So it's nice to have a name that people recognize.
Yeah. That's like we named our daughter, and you know, my family too, we named Shelley. First child, Shelley, but I spelled it differently, S-H-E-L-L-I-E, and she gets called Sheila and everything else because we humans have a tendency to look at things very quickly and not pay attention sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not me, of course.
Of course not.
Of course not. Well, Carrie, you left Tennessee for a while, if I'm not mistaken. Were you trying to find yourself, so to speak?
Well, I don't know. Looking back, I would say I didn't think that at the time. Looking back, it was an interesting journey of how I've come full circle now. But I just love adventure, and that's one of the reasons that I went to Colorado. I moved out there and studied for 6 weeks at a leadership training program, then committed for 1 year to work at a nonprofit, and then 9 years later, I finally came back to Tennessee.
So you were in Colorado for 9 years.
I was.
And did you like it there?
I did. I really did. There became people who were like family, good friends who became like family, but nothing beats being close to family. So that's ultimately what brought me back. But the thing that I missed the most, two things. We got the sky. Everybody would think it's the mountains, but we have pretty hills here that are like mountains. They call them hills from out there.
A little less rocky.
Exactly, yes. But the sky is just so beautiful because you can see more of it because there aren't as many deciduous trees. So I really miss the sky and seeing the storms blow in and everything. And then also the climate. It is a different climate, of course, and not as humid, so that's nice.
Where in Colorado were you located?
Colorado Springs.
Oh, wow. That's where the Air Force
Academy
is. Yes.
Yes, I knew very little, even though my grandfathers were both served in the military. I knew very little about the military, really. My dad had had an injury that kept him from going to Vietnam, and I just didn't know a lot about it. However, I learned so much living out there because they not only have the Air Force Academy, they have a few other Air Force bases, and then they have Fort Carson, which is an Army base.
Right.
So learned
quite
a bit.
You were surrounded by military.
Definitely.
Yeah. Colorado's a beautiful state. I've visited, but there's no place like Tennessee.
It is good to be back.
And be close to family.
Definitely.
And you have a very close-knit family.
I do, yes. So it was hard to be there when small things were going on. I would get back for the big things, and sometimes I wouldn't. There was one Thanksgiving I had to stay out there, and I think one Christmas. But even when small things were going on, you wanted to be with everybody.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I never forget when our daughter married and left and went to Texas, and she didn't get to come home Christmas. Ooh, that one got to me and her.
Yes.
And she called me, and her husband was military. And they had some other people, other military fellows, who hadn't been able to go home. So they had baked beans and deviled eggs for their Christmas dinner, which I cried over that
one. Left her wanting, yes.
Yes,
definitely.
It did. But those times can be painful, but it's good. It's good for us.
Definitely. Grows us up in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And you were pretty young when you took off.
I was. It was a year after I had graduated from college, so I had gone straight from high school to college, finished those 4 years, and then I was back in Cookeville for 1 year. So I guess I was 23 or so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's young.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I thought I was grown at 23.
Right.
But, well, you are physically, I suppose, but...
Yes.
You still got some mental growing to do.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Just don't have enough sense to know that you do.
No, exactly.
No offense to all the 23-year-olds out there.
Exactly.
By any means.
No, I did lots of growing up when I was out there. And one thing that I didn't learn is Southern cooking, you know, because I did most of my cooking when I first started out in Colorado Springs. And so I didn't learn to use bacon grease and different things.
Oh, and your mama, such a fine cook.
She
is. Fran
Hutchison. She is.
You need to take lessons.
Exactly,
yep.
I do.
Yep.
And I can hold my weight. However, there's some things like that, the Southern stuff, that I just don't know as much.
Just don't know as much. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. You know, some people like to cook Southern and some don't.
Well, it does make a difference, though. I mean, my mom's cabbage that she would steams, it's so much better with the bacon grease than not. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we Southerners like that bacon grease. Speaking of bacon grease, not good for us especially. How did you determine, after being away for 9 years, what was your plan?
Well, I didn't really want to come back without a specific role to come into. And so the Lord opened up an opportunity, I think, at First United Methodist Church in town. And I served on staff there as the coordinator of wellness and recreation ministries and got to know some fine Methodist folk. Everybody was so surprised.
I love my Methodist.
Yeah.
Yeah, her father is Charlie Hutchison, who was on staff at Cookeville First Baptist for... Oh, as long as I can remember. He's retired now.
Right. It was since I was in third grade that he's been on staff there, and we were a part of that church even before that. So then when I came back and went on staff at the Methodist church, everybody was pretty surprised just to make that jump from Baptist to Methodist, but I was a part of a Presbyterian church in Colorado Springs, so I really have been run the gamut, kind of. So.
But your plan
right.
was
so,
to come
So I
back.
Came and enjoyed that role. That was actually the first role that I had that used my undergraduate degree, which was in leisure services. And so was the coordinator of wellness recreation. But after 3 years, that job was eliminated. And so that left me with a quandary about exactly which direction I would go at that point. And I had been in college pre-physical therapy many years before and just didn't buckle down and get it done. And I just felt like that would still be a good fit and felt like it would be a skill that I could be paid to do. So I went ahead and went in that direction.
All right. Talking today with Caroline Hutchison, better known to us some folks as Carrie. You will always be Carrie to me.
Yes.
But I will call you Caroline since that's what you
well,
want
I
me
love
to
both,
do.
So yeah.
Yeah. tell our listeners the story that your mother and I have in common. I might, you don't know. She's looking at me like, what are you talking about, Judy? Okay, you have a brother. I have a son.
Okay, we're all in the same room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Share that.
Okay.
I think it's so funny.
So my brother is 5.5 years behind me. So we have two separate families. We have myself and an older sister, 5.5 years. They had two more children. So Will is the oldest of the second clan that came along. And Josh.
My son.
Yes, Miss Judy's son. They were born on the same day, or no? Tell the story.
Well, no, you're supposed to tell the story.
I just don't think I know it well enough.
Well, Will was born hours before.
Okay.
And Fran and I, your mom, we knew we were obviously pregnant at the same time. We would see each other and, you know, we'd laugh about it. But we didn't realize that we were going to be roommates. And she had already had Will, and so when I was admitted to the hospital, 21 hours later, I ended up, and they rolled me in this room. And back then, you know, you stayed in the hospital for 2 or 3 days, if not longer. And lo and behold, there was Fran holding little Will. And I just was right out of labor and delivery, and so I was pretty tired.
Mm-hmm. You probably didn't want to see anybody at that time.
Well, no, it was kind of... fun.
Yeah, good.
You know,
yeah.
I was starving.
Yeah, it was like they could celebrate with you and
yeah,
y'all could enjoy
exactly.
the joy together.
So mm-hmm. we enjoyed being roommates.
Aww.
And we shared a lot,
yeah.
You know, because you go through those my first child, of course, she already had two.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of, she was helpful.
Yeah.
Your mom and I have very different personalities. I've got a big mouth. would you think? And she's can be very quiet and unassuming and just dearly, dearly sweet. But it was a great time.
That is unusual, and that's a change in healthcare to have people sharing a room. That just never happens, it doesn't seem, these days, besides maybe in skilled nursing facilities, you know?
Right.
But especially after you've had a baby, it's more private now.
It is private. Mm-hmm. And they didn't leave the baby back then in the room with you. The baby was taken back to the nursery. If you were nursing, they brought it in and you nursed the child and fed the little thing, and then they took it back.
And they let you rest.
Uh-huh.
Which was good.
Yeah. I'm not so sure that these days, you know, they come in, drop that baby, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about that. I've lived too long, Caroline, I guess.
Second guessing a lot of things.
Speaking of healthcare, you are, now you said you were an assistant to a physical therapist.
Right.
So what's the difference in being an assistant and being a physical therapist?
Well, first off, they've been through more schooling, have more education under their belt. They do the evaluations and the discharges, and then they also do carry out a plan of care. I also carry out a plan of care. So that's the similarity. We just basically, I would take the goals established by the physical therapy upon evaluation, and then I would help to fulfill those goals by working one-on-one with a patient. And then they come along and reassess every 4 weeks with what we call a progress note. And then we discharge at some point, you know, 4, 8, 12 weeks down the line, just whenever the patient is where they want to be. So.
Are most of your patients geriatric patients?
I would say right now, I guess you'd have to define the age range that you're thinking geriatric.
All right, let's use what the world seems to use.
55 plus, 60 plus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say probably 85% or so are. I have gotten to treat, I'm in an outpatient setting now, so I have gotten to treat a younger high school gal, and you know, there's different people that come through that don't fit that, but I'd say 85% are 55, 60 and above.
Mm-hmm. And these are people who have broken hips or legs or arms or whatever.
Well, actually, I get to work in a more of a specialty clinic. We do have some of the traditional therapy who have hurt themselves, but this clinic is more centered around balance. It's vestibular rehab, and so.
Whoa. Let's say this word again, please, for me and for my listeners.
Vestibular.
Vestibular. Never heard that word before.
Now, I'm not going to do the greatest job of getting all the technical terms, but basically the gist of it is the inner ear is a big part of what helps to control your balance and what helps you know what upright even is. And so the inner ear is kind of the vestibular is the kind of the description to describe that inner ear area. And balance really is how the brain interacts with the inner ear and how the eyes are also a part of it. Like vision is such a big part of balance. So.
All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break here and let our sponsors share their wares. And you folks listen up. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Caroline Hutchison more about balance and healthcare and where it's headed in this world, or especially this country. So we'll be back in just a minute. So stay with us.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. We're here with Caroline Hutchison talking about health care and balance. Balance, you know, here I am at 29 and I'm having some balance issues. And so is my husband. He's walking with a cane these days because he has a tendency to want to tip forward. But I catch myself, and I've always prided myself on my balance. But balance, as you age, that becomes an issue for a lot of us.
It does. It does. We have balance reactions that the ankles and the knees and the hips, they're strategies, basically. And our body relies on the ankles first. And if the ankles are not doing their job with the strategies that in the way they need to work, then it'll move on up the chain. However, at times, none of those are working well, and that becomes really challenging. But it's all how the brain is receiving signals and interacting with the rest of the joints. Mm-hmm. But besides that, then you also have that inner ear area, and then you have your vision. And so it all is a part of balance.
So you're in a place. You don't go into the homes.
No. This is an outpatient clinic. It's called Tennessee Therapy and Balance Center, and we are on Jefferson between Big Lots and Appliance Mart.
Do you have to have a doctor's
yes.
prescription to go there?
Right. It's a doctor's order. There are many patients that come in and say, we did not know about you. We're so glad we learned about you. So we feel like that there are still people that are learning, because there are simple things that can be done that do help with balance, and we like to be a part of that. There is one specific situation that happens, though, that some people don't even know is an issue. I mean, they recognize it's a huge issue because they just all of a sudden feel very dizzy, but they don't know where it comes from. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit, too.
Please do.
Basically, there are some little particles that are inside your inner ear, and there are three semicircular canals in your inner ear. And sometimes those particles get out of the wrong spot. I mean, get out of the right spot and get into the wrong spot, and they swish around with the fluid in a semicircular canal, and that's what helps you know what upright is. So then that's when people feel dizzy just all of a sudden. So if anybody ever feels dizzy all of a sudden and just maybe some nauseousness with it, different things, there's usually something that can be done to help with that. So don't just put up with it.
Thank you. That's good to know. I have a friend who does that lives in Knoxville, and she does Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that is good to for balance.
I would
or
think
at least
so.
She thinks so. Mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot about Tai Chi.
It's very slow movements. And so anytime you do really slow movements, it's strengthening the body in different ways. And so, yes. And also that would be a good brain-body connection. And that's a big part of balance, again, is how the brain is receiving the signals from the body and sending signals out. So,
have you ever worked with someone? I had an aunt that had a foot that just...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It just went over.
Right.
It wasn't like a foot anymore. She couldn't walk.
Right. It's called a foot drop, where the front part goes down.
Yeah, the foot drop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that can help that?
We do different things to address that. One of the most successful things, actually, depending on what happens, there might be a severed nerve, and if there's a severed nerve, that's a lot harder to deal with. But an ankle foot orthotic is one of the best things, which basically is a type of brace that sometimes will help that to stay
in. She wore that.
Yeah,
went down on both sides of her ankle.
Did it seem to help at all? Or?
Oh, she had other issues. But, she could walk with it, but not very well. But she was like in her 80s when this happened. So
there's a muscle on the outside part of your shin that really is one of the biggest muscles that helps to pull that foot up. And so we try to stimulate that muscle more when that's the case. There's something called electrical stimulation, and there are different settings on it. So we put little electrodes in different parts of the muscle belly, and there are different settings. And there's one setting that actually stimulates it to try to get a real good contraction for actually using it. And so we'll have them try to contract their muscle, and their brain will tell their leg what to do, their foot what to do, while that electrical stimulation is happening in the muscle. And so it kind of is trying to retrain the muscle, basically.
Boy, you know your business.
Well,
Caroline, I'm proud
there's
of you.
Always more to learn. But
well, of course.
Yes.
I learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm,
you can teach old dogs new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I got another question for you. I know some people very close to me who suffer from fibromyalgia.
Mm.
Very tough thing to live with.
Right, yes.
Fatigue, muscle pain, just really awful. It puts some people to bed.
Right.
Which is the worst thing.
Right.
How do you all deal with that kind of thing?
We have worked with patients that have that as part of their history or part of their, biological and physical makeup. That's not usually a diagnosis we would get just specifically because of fibromyalgia they're coming to see us. But we work with people who were there for different reasons that fibromyalgia is a part of their story. And I would agree with you that one of the hardest things for them to do is go ahead and just get up and start moving just because
of
that pain.
You know, this is a relatively newly diagnosed issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, my mother had fibromyalgia rheumatica. I learned to say that, which is a very painful.
Yeah.
It's in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, well, is it your bones? No, it's your muscles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have pressure points, I understand.
Yes, yes. And I probably don't need to talk too much about it because I feel like that I don't know enough to talk too much about it. But I do know that movement, if people come and get moving, or if they get moving just in their own personal lives, that usually does help. But mm-hmm. I know a lot of the times people feel so inhibited by the pain, which then if you feel inhibited by pain, and then if you rest more and usually that leads to just not being as active, which sometimes leads to withdrawal, then that can lead to the psychosocial kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
depression and anxiety. And
right.
It's a terrible, vicious cycle.
Right, there's a cycle that happens.
But I wondered if physical therapy would help people who suffer from fibromyalgia.
I think movement in general does, and physical therapy is one place to move, you know?
Yeah,
so I think
it is.
Just movement
sure.
is a good plan.
Whether it's you get your doctor to send you to a physical therapist, or if you have Tai Chi or Pilates.
Right.
I tried to do Pilates, and that bored me to tears. I don't move that slow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It was good. I probably should have stuck with it.
Right, yes. It is good for you, but that's the same thing as yoga. It's very hard because you just have to hold
tried
these
yoga
positions.
Too,
yeah, very
was,
hard. Yeah, very
I lost
hard.
My mind doing
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to help you meditate. Well, all I could think of was get this over with. I got to move on.
But back to the fibromyalgia, I just think it would be helpful to have someone who does struggle with that sitting right here beside us, even your mom or someone else, just so they could shed their light into it. Because
mm-hmm.
really that's the best person to be able to talk about something like that that affects people is somebody that's experiencing it firsthand. So
I do.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Why I said I have people,
okay.
And my daughter does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It must be hereditary. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it must run like that.
So you've had to learn about it more than you've wanted to besides
absolutely.
Just with your mom.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I have different pressure points. Mine's my neck. My daughter's is her upper body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her upper chest and her neck.
And that's where the pain
That's where my pain
manifests
and goes down our back, the side of our backbone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I try to move every
Good.
Day.
Yeah.
I try to keep myself moving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's hard for a 29-year-old some days, but you got to do it. Have in the studio this afternoon Caroline Hutchison, and she is an assistant physical therapist. Have any desire to be a physical therapist?
I have entertained that thought. I've checked into some different schools, one of which I had my eye on was up in Ohio because it was a bridge program for those who are already assistants who then bridge into becoming a full-fledged physical therapist.
I wouldn't think it would take a whole lot, would it?
No, and they would require you just work part-time wherever you are, so I would stay in place here and then just be some weekend work. So I did start down the road of doing some prereqs two or three years ago now, prerequisites for that program, and just wasn't motivated at that time. So maybe there'll be a time that I am more motivated because it's a sacrifice not only of the money but also just of time and energy that I have gotten used to giving in other ways. So
I asked you earlier, did you have a plan when you moved back to Cookeville, to your hometown, where you grew up? If memory serves me, which it doesn't do well sometimes, but did you not work at one of the fast food restaurants here in town?
I did, yes. It was after the job was eliminated that I had first moved back for at the Methodist Church, and then I worked at Chick-fil-A for probably sometime over a year, I can't remember quite how long, while I was thinking about what I was going to do and going back to school.
I think that's the first time I knew you were back, as I wheeled through that drive-thru and there was that smiling face of yours.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I really enjoyed that little year plus of being there with Ben Prine and the crew. I know the crew's changed quite a bit, but there's still a few faces that are there as when I was there.
Caroline, we're out of time. Oh, I'm so sorry. It just happens so quickly, especially when you're having fun.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in. I'm very proud of you, and I'm proud of what you do to help people. And, of course, that's what you do.
Thank you.
All right, kiddo. Love you for it.
Love you.
Folks have a great rest of Monday, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye now.